ESPN Sports. I'm Kevin Faulness. The Timberwolves are getting ready for a trip to Los Angeles. They've got the Lakers in the first round of the NBA playoffs.
They run a lot. They love to throw the ball long. You know, we're going to have to be super tight in transition. You know, we're going to have to mitigate that. It's one thing that they got us on when we played them out there in February. They've got a lot of guys who really can rebound and create transition with the long pass. So covering that's going to be important.
That's Chris Finch. Game one is Saturday night. Tip is at 8:30 from Crypto.com Arena. The Wild are also in the postseason. They beat the Ducks last night to guarantee their spot, rallying late for the win in overtime.
Took some competitive stamina for us to be able to get it, obviously, with the 82nd game and 20 seconds left in the game. But, I think that's it was good. I'm really happy for the guys. We've battled, hard throughout the year. Another hard-fought game tonight. Found a way to win it, and now we get a chance to compete for the Stanley Cup.
The Wild will face the Golden Knights in round one starting this weekend. And Team USA named their head coach for the World Juniors coming to the state of hockey after Christmas. It's Gopher head coach Bob Motzko.
For you, as a head coach, what's it mean to represent Team USA?
Well, it's amazing to be around these athletes. I mean, these are truly the world's best the best hockey players in the world at the age of 20. Most of the guys out here played for their country at one point, so you're going to see the future stars of the National Hockey League. And any time you get the opportunity to work for USA Hockey, I mean, I owe everything in my career growing up here in the state of Minnesota and all that it's afforded us through USA Hockey, who does a tremendous job. It's just an honor.
The Americans are back-to-back gold medal champs. No pressure, Bob. And the Twins beat the Mets yesterday at Target Field. They're in Atlanta starting Friday through the weekend. Kevin Faulness, MNN Sports.